It's Tuesday morning at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. We visit with the fact-checkers from PolitiFact Virginia at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And returning this morning is Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
A couple items to ask you about today. You had a Truth-O-Meter item recently about a statement made by Governor Bob McDonnell. He said his plan to raise car registration fees to $56, part of his transportation funding plan currently in the General Assembly. He said it would still leave Virginia with a registration fee that is equal to or lower than most states. You checked his facts and figures on that. What'd you find out?
Well, the governor's office said when looking at common vehicle fees, including things like registration, car title expenses, and sales taxes, Virginia has one of the lowest costs in our region of the country. McDonald's office also said if you look at just registration fees, then the $56 would still be lower than at least a half dozen other states around the country. But McDonald's comments focused on how Virginia's registration fees compare to most states, not just one region of the country or a group of states. And with that in mind, we examined lists from the National Conference of State Legislators and AAA, which outline how each state tallies registration costs. And using those lists, we could see that Virginia's new $56 fee would be greater than 28 states. So we could only find seven states that would still clearly have a higher registration fee than Virginia. Now, we couldn't come to a conclusion about how Virginia's new fee would compare to registration fees in 14 states due to varying calculations on how those states compute registration costs. For example, South Dakota charges between $30 and $92 for its registration, depending on a vehicle's weight and age. Still, we can tell that Virginia would have a higher registration fee than most states, so the governor's claim has no basis, and we rated it pants on fire.
Not only false, but really false, wrong and without basis.
Right.
All right. Another recent item in the PolitiFact Virginia column concerned a statement made by a Virginia legislator, Delegate Eileen Feller-Corn, who had introduced a bill to extend the voting hours on Election Day in Virginia. And she said most states close their polls later than does Virginia. And what is the fact on that?
Well, Feller-Corn, as you mentioned, Wayne, had introduced a bill to extend the state's polling hours by 1 hour on Election Day so that the polls would close at 8 p.m. The poll opening time would remain 6 a.m., and that bill eventually died in committee. Now, when looking at this claim, we found it difficult to put Virginia's voting hours in perspective without also considering when the state's polls open, and that's a topic that Feller-Corn didn't address in her statement. And we decided not to put a Truth-O-Meter rating on this one, but we still wanted to share what we found. A list from the National Association of Secretaries of State shows that 23 states allow voting past Virginia's 7 p.m. closing time. There are another four states, Nebraska, Tennessee, New Hampshire, and North Dakota, that close polls at either 7 or 8 p.m. depending on where a voter lives. Now, altogether, that's 27 states that keep all or some polls open past 7 p.m. Now, Virginia is among 20 states with a 13-hour voting window. Only seven states have a longer voting day, and Virginia is an early riser on Election Day. It's one of 11 states that opens its polls at 6 a.m.
So you couldn't really make a comparison with what most other states are doing.
Yeah, yeah, this one we decided not to put a rating on this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks to Sean Gorman at PolitiFact Virginia, who joins us along with his colleagues every Tuesday morning at this time here on WCVE.
Thanks, Wayne.